It's not collateral damage, it's intentional. They were caught up in a deliberate program of racism led by a party that is built on racism and built on empire. Racism is in the DNA of the Tory party. Therefore, it's no accident. I think the second thing that we have to say is that immigration is a good thing for this country. It's good for this country in all sorts of ways. It's certainly good for the economy. Immigration is a net benefit to this country. It is not true that migrants steal people's jobs. What is the problem is that the people with money are not investing it, and the people with power have stopped workers organising in trade unions. It's very important that we repeat these messages day in and day out to people. What's also important to recognise is that the way we change this is by getting a new government. Because it is a new government led by Jeremy Corbyn that will make the difference. Because we need laws to change, we need the government to change. And we've now got a leader of the Labour Party who is committed to making those changes. A leader of the Labour Party who is seen on the picket line, who is seen at demonstrations in support of migrant rights and refugees. For the first time, that's the situation that we're in. So whatever that can be done to support Jeremy Corbyn becoming Prime Minister is the most important thing that people can do to rectify this terrible wrong and to make sure that there is justice for all communities, and especially all communities that have come to this country. We had a situation in this country where it was built on the backs of empire and the people of that empire. This is the time we stand up and remember that history, and we also respond to the needs of people, and we do not walk by on the other side. It's important we have solidarity events like this, that we have those conversations day in and day out with people, and we communicate with millions of people in this country, that we will not stand by and watch a government use racism for its own selfish ends to keep in power and to destroy the lives of thousands and millions of people. We will also not stand by and watch the hypocrites who run the country go around the world plundering the rest of the world and devastating the lives of people around the world, and then wonder why people want to move away from those places. So it's important that we stand up on those issues as well. These are conversations we have to have day in and day out with people to challenge the mythology and the lies that are in the media every day. Migrants are not stealing people's jobs. The jobs are being lost in places like South Yorkshire because people with money are not investing, and people who want to join trade unions are being stopped from doing so. Let's support Jeremy Corbyn, let's get a Labour government and make sure we get the changes we need to put right these terrible wrongs. Thank you.
It's really important that that we do get rid of this Tory government, as has already been said. You know, this is the fifth or sixth resignation we've had within the last about 6 months. So they really, really are on the rage. It's no wonder they're fighting Bertie Keating, Jeremy Corbyn of racism when nothing can be further from the truth. So we do need to get behind Jeremy Corbyn. We do need to get the Tories out. One last thing is on the 19th of May, there is a Football Lads Alliance march in Manchester. So anyone who can come along to protest against them, they are a racist organisation. Please, please do. There will be a coach going from Sheffield, Stand Up To Racism.